This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases and social issues, social problems that we might have in the society and within ourselves. Mental suffering that we are talking about right now. Basically, man's creation is such that he is compelled to bear a lot of physical and spiritual hardships in order to satisfy the needs of his life. Because it is in the course of this toil and hardship and endeavor for obtaining the material means of life that his intellectual and spiritual faculties acquire their growth. Without any difficulties, dear brothers and sisters, we would not evolve. We would not develop, neither spiritually nor mentally nor physically. When you want to carry weight, you go to bodybuilding and you carry those weights and you try to make your muscles bigger, have them in a certain form or shape. But by doing so, you have to go through suffering. You have to go through hardship. You have to carry those weights when you go to the gym. Otherwise, your muscles will not grow. Your muscles will not develop. It's the same thing here, dear brothers and sisters. We have to learn and exercise so that we can elevate our concentration and focus and attention. We have to exercise so we can elevate our spiritual well-being. It is in this course of toil and hardship that human beings can attain their goals and acquire the growth that is needed. Hardship and suffering, the wisdom with hardship and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, has a profound and extensive influence in our life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not put hardship and suffering in our life, we would not have tasted the sweet joy of reaching that certain goal that we have in our mind, or that certain physique that we have in our mind. Everything comes with hardship. That is the wisdom behind any hardship, that you can elevate yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if hardship would not exist, those things would not exist. When a sprinter wants to become the number one sprinter of the world, what does that person do? Exercises daily. When you want to be the number one student in your class or in the university, what do? You study hard. Stay up until early morning and study and study to become the number one. Hardship and suffering is within human life. The spiritual powers of great men receive their burnish under the stress of calamities and shine forth better than ever in the darkness of adversity. Do remember Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? His face was glowing. The closer he came towards his own death, his own shahada, the maqatil, the historians who were there writing down what they saw, what they were witnessing, were saying that his face was glowing more and more the closer he came to his shahada. He was reaching elevation. And the more hardship he suffered, the more he was elevated, and the higher level you reach in paradise.
shapes and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The spiritual powers of great men, all of our mystics, imams, and the prophets of Allah had to go through it. And the harder the test or the exam was, the higher level they reached. Had not man, since the first days of his existence, not felt wretched on account of his ignorance, he would not have made any effort to obtain relief from these difficulties, and would have languished in the darkness, undeveloped, would have languished in ignorance and savageness. All our development, our technology, our mental and spiritual well-being, all of this comes with effort, with hardship. And we would not have seen today any trace of the manifestations of our own intellect, morality, and spirituality. It is the painful feeling of being ignorant that made man make an unrelenting struggle against ignorance. Jahl. The all-round advancement of man and the foundations of all this progress in our civilization, our society matters, and social matters are based on this truth. Most of the great social movements that we have seen in human history that were a point of departure for human progress and the leap towards human edification were the consequence of crushing hardships and difficulties. Although these adversities are bitter in appearance and pleasures and joys are pleasing and attractive, the matter is in reality quite the opposite. Because the pursuit of pleasures and lust leads to decadence, immorality, and disaster, whereas adversities and hardships carry in their bosom felicity, sa'ada, and success, tawfiq. You know, dear brothers and sisters, whenever you have accomplished your goal, how does it feel? I'm asking you right here and now, how does it feel when you have accomplished a very difficult and hard goal? You reached a conclusion, you reached a result, and you feel satisfied with yourself. You feel happy, you feel joy. Why? Because those hardships that you felt through this journey to reaching that goal, it might be a sprinter, a basketball player, an athlete, actor, whatever you do in your career, in the university, in your family, within the family activities that you have, being a good spouse, being a good child, it takes hardship. Being a good parent, all of that takes hardship. It is a struggle. To be a good son and daughter, it is a struggle. Likewise, to be a good parent, it is a struggle. So there is a definite interrelation between experience of suffering and attainment of felicity. There is a cause and effect relation between hardships and adversities. And I will talk more about this, inshallah ta'ala, in future programs. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.